Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the October-November issue of Audiophile magazine. On today's program, you'll hear our editor's picks of the most intriguing new audiobook releases for October-November. Then we'll hear part two in our reviews in literary fiction, including a review of Utopia Avenue by David Mitchell, read by Ralph Lister. Let's get right to it. Editor's Picks. From author Ruman Alam, we have Leave the World Behind. The lives of two couples intersect in a vacation house on a remote Long Island when something terrible happens in the wider world. It's read by Maren Ireland. From author Alice Hoffman, we have Magic Lessons. A prequel to Practical Magic, just in time for Halloween. Magical is read by Sutton Foster. Neil Gaiman is the author of A Neil Gaiman Reader, Selected Fiction. This greatest hits collection of Gaiman's fiction, 52 pieces in all, includes excerpts from 5 of his novels, plus short stories. It's read by Neil Gaiman, George Guidel, and Lenny Henry. From author Tana French, we have The Searcher. Roger Clark narrates this thriller in which a Chicago cop retires to a small Irish town hoping for a quiet life, only to find trouble. From author Jerry Craft, we have Class Act. New Kid won the 2020 Newbery Medal, and a full cast made the graphic novel work on audio. So we're excited for this companion audiobook that focuses on Jordan's friend, Drew, the reader to be announced. From David Remnick and Harry Finder as editors, we have The Fragile Earth, Writings from the New Yorker on Climate Change. Including work from Bill McKibben, Elizabeth Colbert, and more, expect this collection to be full of timely, excellent writing. It's read by Kaylee O'Griffith, Gabra Zachman, and Kat Gould. From author Rebecca Roanhorse, we have Black Sun. Roanhorse's highly anticipated fantasy, inspired by the pre-Columbian Americas, finally arrives. It's read by Kara G., Nicole Lewis, Kaipo Schwab, and Sean Taylor Corbett. From author P. Jelly Clark, we have Ring Shout. From the author of A Dead Djinn in Cairo and The Haunting of Tramcar 015, a new novella in which the Ku Klux Klan are literal demons. It's read by Chani Waits. From author Alex E. Harrow, we have The Once and Future Witches. The 10,000 Doors of January was one of our best audiobooks of 2019. This new fantasy from Harrow combines witchcraft and the women's suffrage movement. It's read by Gabra Zachman. From Philip Pullman, we have Serpentine. Pullman returns to the world of his Dark Materials in this short work that follows the lives of Lyra and Pantalaimon in time between the Amber Spyglass and the Secret Commonwealth. Olivia Colman, yes, that Olivia Colman, narrates. From Nikki Giovanni, we have Make Me Rain, Poems and Prose. New work from Nikki Giovanni is a cause for celebration, and the poet reads her own work. From Fanny Flagg, we have The Wonder Boy of Whistlestop. Fanny Flagg takes listeners back to the town of Whistlestop, the setting for fried green tomatoes at the Whistlestop Cafe, and of course, she reads it herself. From author Brian Washington, we have Memorial. From the author of Lot, a novel about two young men in a relationship who are trying to find their way as their lives change. It's read by Brian Washington with Aki Kotebi. From Megan Rapinoe and Emma Brox, we have One Life. Soccer phenom and activist Megan Rapinoe delivers an impassioned call for social justice. It's read by Megan Rapinoe. From author Michael Connelly, we have The Law of Innocence. Lawyer Mickey Haller must defend himself in court when police find the body of a client in his trunk. It's read by Peter Giles. From author Anthony Horowitz, we have Moonflower Murders. Horowitz returns to the world of Magpie Murders when editor Susan Ryland is once again drawn into a real-life murder investigation, one that features in a book she edited. It's read by Leslie Manville and Alan Corduna. From author Walter Mosley, we have The Awkward Black Man, Stories. This new collection from Mosley goes beyond stereotypes as it explores the varied lives of black men, and it's read by Myron Willis. From Margaret Atwood, we have Dearly, New Poems. Atwood's many fans will want to pick up this collection of her poetry, read by the author. From Jacqueline Winspear, we have This Time Next Year We'll Be Laughing. The author of the favorite Maisie Dobbs series offers a memoir about her own family's ties to World War II and rural England. It's read by Jacqueline Winspear. And finally, from author David Yoon, we have Super Fake Love Song. David Yoon's Frankly in Love was one of our favorite YA listens last year. In this new novel, Sonny pretends to be in a rock band to impress super cool Cirrus. What could go wrong? The reader is to be announced. And that concludes our editor's picks of the most intriguing upcoming releases in October and November of 2020. Now we'll turn our attention to our reviews, part two in fiction. And our first review is an Earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review today is The First Actress by C.W. Gortner, an Earphones winner, read by Gabrielle DeQueer. Gabrielle DeQueer's luminous narration transports listeners into the turbulent life of acclaimed 19th century French actress Sarah Bernhardt. So many elements of an absorbing historical audiobook are present here. The Parisian settings, multi-layered character portrayals, complex family dynamics, romance, and complicated issues concerning religion, war, and personal ambition. DeQueer takes full advantage of them to deliver a mesmerizing listen. Her versatile narration smoothly shifts among the numerous male and female characters, including Bernhardt's family members, actors, aristocrats, courtesans, and writers Victor Hugo, Alexandre Dumas, and Oscar Wilde. DeQueer imbues each personality with razor-sharp intensity and authenticity. Her accents are impeccable, and she keeps a steady pace as she unfolds this lavish story. Michelle Ritholtz wrote that review of The First Actress by C.W. Gortner. It's an Earphones winner, read by Gabrielle DeQueer, and it's available from Random House Audio for 16.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next fiction review is The Son of Good Fortune by Leslie Tenorio. It's read by Ruben Uy. That's spelled U-Y. Narrator Ruben Uy brings life to a Filipino mother and son duo who are hiding and hiding. The story is told through the point of view of prodigal son XL, who returns to his mother's cramped California apartment after a brief stint in a desert town, where he'd hoped to reinvent his life after spending so much of it trying to hide his undocumented status. Uy attends to the emotional dynamics between XL, who never speaks above a whisper, and his larger-than-life mother, Maxima, a retired actress who scams lonely men online. Throughout, Yui deftly embodies diverse characters, from a Serbian grandpa who works with Excel to a string of Maxima's boyfriends. Along the way, he gets listeners to care about what will happen next to this quirky, loving immigrant family. That review by G. Pat Patterson is The Son of Good Fortune by Lisley Tenorio, read by Ruben Yui. It's available from Harper Audio for 8.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Sex and Vanity by Kevin Kwan. It's read by Lydia Luke. Narrator Lydia Luke enchants in this contemporary adaptation of A Room with a View. When Lucy meets George at a fabulously extravagant wedding on Capri, sparks fly despite her better judgment. Years later, Lucy must decide between her head and her heart when George re-enters her life. As with Crazy Rich Asians, this audiobook's entertainment is in its over-the-top characters and lavish descriptions, including the witty footnotes. Luke delivers a dramatic performance that keeps the energy high and the dialogue extravagant. Against the backdrop of outrageous characters, Luke's skilled interpretation of Lucy's sweet nature and George's resolve makes them the charming center of nonstop parties and fashion moments. Listeners fond of Kwan's previous series will not be disappointed. Natalie Marshall wrote that review of Sex and Vanity by Kevin Kwan. It's read by Lydia Luke, and it's available from Random House Audio for 9.5 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to Audiophile Magazine's October-November issue. We are the magazine that want you to discover the world of audiobooks. Our next review today is Utopia Avenue by David Mitchell, read by Ralph Lister. Narrator Ralph Lister exuberantly conveys the psychedelic music scene of 1967-68. Mitchell's novel features a British band called Utopia Avenue as growing success takes its members from modest venues to arenas. Listeners will breathlessly accompany the awestruck group as they stay at the fabled Chelsea Hotel in New York City and meet big stars, including Janis Joplin and Jerry Garcia, each convincingly portrayed by Lister. Chapters which include song lyrics, profile band members Elf Holloway, Dean Moss, and Jasper DeZoet, but oddly not Griff Griffin. While Lister convincingly depicts interviews, stage fright, and band members' relationships, too few selections of the band's enchanting music are included. An impressive chronicle of music and phenomena like the Vietnam War, hippies, and hallucinogens make audio the advisable listening choice. Susan Baird wrote that review of Utopia Avenue by David Mitchell, read by Ralph Lister. And this is something that Ralph Lister has to say about this book. Effortlessly, Mitchell inserts his wisdom into an exhilarating journey of four brave creative souls staggering playfully towards deserved success. I ached in hope for them all. And that was from narrator Ralph Lister. Our next review in fiction is A Burning. It's by Megha Mujumdar. It's read by a full cast. It's an earphones winner. Six narrators of Indian descent bring authenticity to this tragic debut fiction about a young Indian woman unjustly charged with terrorism over a Facebook comment. When Muslim Jawan, portrayed by Priya Iyer, criticizes the Indian government for mishandling a bombing incident, she doesn't think much about the possible consequences. However, her seemingly innocent comment lands her behind bars. With their accurate Indian accents and adept pacing, the narrators bring listeners into the slums of India. Their multifaceted voices harmoniously blend to bring out a consistent storytelling experience. As Yvonne fights to get out of jail, listeners will find themselves sympathizing with her predicament. This is must-listen if overstuffed audiobook explores the oppression of minorities in the South Asian nation. Arvin Chiretso wrote that review of A Burning by Mega Majumdar. It's read by Six Narratives. It's an earphones winner, and it's available from Random House Audio for 7.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next in fiction, we have Shakespeare for Squirrels, Fool, Book 3 by Christopher Moore. It's an earphones winner, read by Ewan Morton. Ewan Morton, the one-man all-star cast of this hilarious, raunchy, twee, utterly sui generis audiobook is really dazzling. Moore starts with the fool from King Lear, sends him off with a giant apprentice named Drool, and shipwrecks them in a mythical Greece. There's an Athens inhabited by Oberon, Titania, a queen of the Amazons, and Theseus, several thousand years old, also rude mechanicals, Bottom the Weaver, and in the adjoining enchanted forest, a pack of lascivious fairies and even goblins that seem to come from the world of Harry Potter. Oh, and there's a plot. Who has killed the Puck? Robin Goodfellow. Morton never misses a joke or a beat, misreads a line, or misses the pitch of a magical character. Standing O, Mr. Morton. That review by Beth Gutchen was of Shakespeare for Squirrels, Fool, Book 3, by Christopher Moore. It's an earphones winner, read by Ewan Morton, and it's available from Harper Audio for 8.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in fiction is A Beautifully Foolish Endeavor, The Carls, Book 2, by Hank Green, read by a full cast. This much-anticipated sci-fi audiobook sequel shakes things up with a full cast narration. The story picks up right where the first book in this duology stops. The robots, known as the Carls, have left, and April May, one of the first to discover them, has disappeared. Exploring new perspectives and experiences, this remarkably talented ensemble of narrators creates an appealing mix of likable characters and listeners as listeners follow a group of young people left behind in this post-Carl world. The plot can be heavy-handed at times, but the social commentary is eerily reminiscent of the world's current circumstances. Listeners will want to listen to the first book, An Absolutely Remarkable Thing, to get the most from this follow-up. Emily Picard wrote that review of A Beautifully Foolish Endeavor, The Carls, Book 2, by Hank Green. It's read by a full cast, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 15.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in fiction is The New American. It's written by Micheline Aronian Markham, and it's read by Timothy André Pabon. With a thoughtful and heartfelt narration, Timothy André Pabon gives voice to 21-year-old Emilio, whose undocumented status in the U.S. upends his life. After spending most of his life in California and attending college there, Emilio is deported to Guatemala, where he can't provide the police with identification after a car accident. Emilio is determined to return to his family, and Pabon creates an evocative depiction of his harrowing journey from Guatemala through the Mexican desert to Arizona. The unimaginable dangers he faces include threats of death, assault and kidnapping, police corruption, and insufficient food and water. Pabon splendidly conveys the resolve and lingering hopefulness of Emilio and his four young Honduran traveling companions, Matilde, Pedro, William, and Jonathan, an immersive and powerful listen. That review was written by Michelle Ritholtz. It is The New American by Micheline Aharonian Markham, read by Timothy Andres Pabon. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 7 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Last Great Road Bum. It's by Hector Tovar, read by Tim Andres Pabon. Narrator Tim Andres Pabon captures the uniquely American tone embodied in this globe-trotting novel based on the life of Joe Sanderson, a Midwestern kid who began his life on the road in 1960 by hitchhiking to Mexico City. In pursuit of endless adventure and the grist for his never-completed great American novel, Sanderson moved from hanging out with Rastas in Jamaica to crossing the DMZ in Korea to working with the UN in strife-torn Biafra. He finally found himself embedded with the Salvadorans revolutionaries in 1980. Pabon's fluency in Spanish becomes essential while reading the many Spanish passages and place names. Pabon's voice registers sadness and loss when Sanderson was killed by the U.S.-backed Salvadoran army, a tragic coda to a wandering life. Brian Price wrote that review of The Last Great Road Bum by Hector Tovar, read by Tim Andres Pabon. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 14.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is a science fiction fantasy review of Axiom's End, Noumena, Book 1 by Lindsay Ellis. It's read by Stephanie Willis and Oliver Thorne. Stephanie Willis and Oliver Thorne narrate this compelling debut, a promising start to a planned series. In an alternate 2007, a document leaked by the famous whistleblower Nils Ortega reveals that the U.S. government is hiding alien life on Earth. Though Nils appears only through his various correspondents, Thorne conveys his callous self-importance, which belies his outwardly altruistic motives. College dropout Cora Sabino wants nothing to do with Nils, her father. Nevertheless, she's abducted by an alien codenamed Ampersand, whose mission on Earth could threaten humanity's existence. Willis does marvelous work developing what turns out to be an unlikely friendship between Cora and Ampersand, who communicate using advanced alien technology. Their story goes in unexpected directions that maintain listeners' engagement. Andy Northrup wrote that review of Axiom's End, Noumena, Book 1 by Lindsay Ellis. It's read by Stephanie Willis and Oliver Thorne, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 16 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is also a bit of science fiction, Automatic Reload. It's written by Ferret Steinmetz, read by Tim Campbell. Tim Campbell narrates a pulse-pounding adventure featuring a tough-as-nails mercenary outfitted with cybernetic limbs and tasked with an unusual mission. Matt's arms and legs are varied military-grade weapons that make him the best soldier on the black market. His latest job promises a large score that turns out to be a person. Sylvia, a genetically engineered assassin. Campbell imbues Matt with a gruff exterior offset by a core of tenderness, while Sylvia's anxiety bleeds through her deadly abilities. Thundering gunfights, hectic chases, and harrowing battle sequences abound, as Campbell's narration deftly balances the action with the heart-melting romance that blossoms between Matt and Sylvia, along with a hefty dose of humor. Campbell elevates the written story into an explosive, romantic comedy. John Murray wrote that review of Automatic Reload. It's by Ferret Steinmetz, read by Tim Campbell, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening. We step out of our genre for a moment and have our final review today, which is in biography memoir, Fear is a Choice, Tackling Life's Challenges with Dignity, Faith, and Determination. It's written by James Connor and Tiffany Yecky Brooks, and it's read by David Sadzin. James Connor is the star running back at the University of Pittsburgh and is on top of the college sports world. By his junior year, he tears a tendon and, from routine blood work performed, he is diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Narrator David Sadzin's performance makes clear that the cancer is not in the driver's seat. His voice and delivery reflect the strength Connor uses to keep moving forward, even though no one expects that of him. Because of his faith and determination, he goes to every practice and every game. He believes his motto and trusts that God will give him strength to defeat fear and his disease. Sadzin's heartwarming presentation documents this incredible journey to the NFL. Elaine Sumner wrote that review of Fear is a Choice, Tackling Life's Challenges with Dignity, Faith, and Determination by James Connor with Tiffany Yecky Brooks, read by David Sadzin. It's available from Harper Audio for 6.25 hours unabridged. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll tune in next time when I have a narrator interview with Matthew Lloyd Davies and a review of his Earphones-winning reading of The Great Mortality by John Kelly. We'll follow that with reviews in contemporary culture, including a review of 5 Days, The Fiery Reckoning of an American City. It's written by Wes Moore and Erica Green, and it's read by Wes Moore. So until next time, thanks for listening.